feel like we've invested. So we will get out of it. But in the meantime, I still think there's a few things to finish up with. I think the last thing that we discussed, which is probably 2 weeks ago, is that we were analyzing, what is unique about this bracha, whether it is Birchas Shevach or Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas Shevach, because the fact that it's Lefanov and not La'achrav, again, either way, the fact that it's Daraisa, Birchas HaMitzvah, again, the fact that it's multiple brachos, either three or two, and that either way, the point is that this is a bracha that emerges as being really without any analogy in terms of other brachos, which is not surprising given that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is considered to be singular, right, in every way. So we talked about the fact that while according to the Ramban, clearly, and my take on the Ramban, here there's some dispute, but certainly my take on the Ramban is that this is mostly a Birchas Shevach v'Hodah, that there's a group of Rishonim that understand that there is a Birchas HaMitzvah, the Or Zeruah, the Rishonim who are bothered by the Hefsek questions, especially the ones that invoke things like Birchas HaNenin, and especially Birchas HaMitzvah, Tefillin, and Sukkah, and Tzitzis, and so on. And then you have to assess based on the answers that they give. But in the end of the day, it seems like there's a major, major, major debate, and there probably are very significant nafkamina as well, which I want to get back to hopefully today, or if we finish up, if we need another week next time. But I think what we were in the middle of doing was discussing why there are multiple brachos and what that itself implies. I just want to expand on that just a little bit before we go back to the nafkaminas and so on. So again, the possibility, I think I quoted from the Shel Zetuvos Min HaShemayim, which is the Balei Tosfos work, and from the Bach, each in his own way suggests that maybe there are two dinim here, a Birchas HaMitzvah and a Birchas Shevach v'Hodah. But either way, clearly there are features about this bracha, both its nusach, the number of brachos, the order of the brachos, and so on, that are very valuable, that provide great insight into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and the special opportunity that it provides. So regarding this, again, the possibility there being more than one bracha, it's one type of bracha, Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas Shevach v'Hodah, that is true for, some Rishonim and some of the 16th century poskim. I mentioned, the Bach. We'll see in a moment that it's true also for the Levush. The Levush has a very fascinating different take on all of this, which I'll get to in a couple of minutes. The Levush was of the opinion there are two brachos here, but they're not a Birchas HaMitzvah and a kind of Birchas Shevach v'Hodah, but a bracha lefaneha and a bracha l'achareha. Believe it or not, the Levush is of the opinion that the bracha of Lasuk b'divrei Torah is the bracha that you make on yesterday's, on having completed yesterday's limud, and the bracha of Asher b'Karbanu is the bracha, that looks forward to a new day of limud Torah. The background to that, and then I'll go into details in not right away, but just in a couple of minutes, is, or at least an interesting perspective to use as background, is that a number of Rishonim asked the question why there isn't a bracha l'achreha in Birchas HaTorah. After all, they said, there is a bracha l'achreha in Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, and the relationship between Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur and B'Yachid is still something that we should talk a little bit more about. Obviously, there's overlap, and there also seem to be some important discrepancies, and this is one of them, of course. So there are basically different views in the Rishonim as to why there is no bracha achareha, typically in Birchas HaTorah, but there are two exceptions just to that view. In other words, normally we don't think that there is a bracha achareha. The Shibalei Leket quotes from his brother that there should be one, and therefore there is one. He says you make a bracha when you finish. He also was the one who was considering the possibility that every time you're mafsik belimbud during the day, not just sheinas keva, but you know, any time you leave the mitzvah, that you really should treat it like, you know, tefillin and tzitzis and sukkah and so on. So in a way, these two positions work out well together, because it sounds like what he's saying is this is pretty much a typical mitzvah, and the hagdara of hefsek or hesach hadas is also pretty typical. There may be, you know, it may be a more important or more vital or, you know, indispensable mitzvah, but at the end of the day, there's a beginning and there's an end, either in terms of the chiyuv, or if not in the chiyuv, then that's not what's koveya when it comes to birchas hamitzvah. What's koveya is the actual performance itself. So when you end, and then when you begin anew after, you know, having been involved or engaged in some other practice, then you require a new bracha. And then when you finish, you're ended. You terminate the mitzvah, and therefore you can make a bracha lacharei, as you do in Birchas HaTorah. But that's obviously not the standard view, although it is a view. And this Levush view is somewhere in between, because the Levush is basically saying, in principle, that that is correct and that you need that, although that's not how he starts with it. He comes to this from the exact opposite perspective. He doesn't come from it by saying, like, why is there no bracha achrona, and why is there, you know, a bracha achrona in Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur. He really comes to it, you know, by asking the question that others ask, and that is, why do we have so many brachos, you know, for Birchas HaTorah? And his answer to that is because we're trying to accomplish two opposite things. We're trying to make a bracha achrona and a bracha rishona. The reason it doesn't, you know, he can suggest that without changing our practice, obviously, is because you don't make this bracha achrona when you stop learning and you go to work or to do a mitzvah. Or even, frankly, and that's when some of his critics, you know, raised, even when you're going to sleep, you don't make the bracha achrona right before. As we'll see inside in a minute, his argument for that is because, you know, you're supposed to be, like, you know, maximally engaged in Limud HaTorah. So even when you're lying on your bed, you know, before, you know, nodding off, you know, to sleep, you know, you should be thinking, you know, about today's shiur, you know, doing the chazara or the preparation, whatever it is that one is supposed to be doing at that point in time, you know, nocturnal Talmud Torah. So he said there's no moment where your conscience, again, it's a very inspiring idea, which is the moment of termination. And to terminate, you know, in advance is improper, I would add, you know, contradictory to the content and the mechayiv of the brachos themselves. So in a way, you're stuck. So you never know when your termination is. You can't anticipate it. And therefore, the only time you can ever really address it is after the fact. So when you wake up in the morning, he says that's what you're doing. And you're making this bracha of lasuk b'divrei Torah. Explain the nusach of the brachas themselves. He says, and that's because you want to, you know, appreciate. And that's connected with, as we'll see inside in a minute, the harivna, which is about, he says, you know, the pleasant taste and the, you know, obviously pleasant impact, and, you know, it's a bracha on assimilating, you know, the information, and I would add the values of the previous day, you know, in a way that is pleasant, that is your nene mimenu, and that is impactful. So you say, lasuk b'divrei Torah b'harivna, and that, you know, finally concludes yesterday's limud. And then you say Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Amim, you know, the Me'ula Sheva Brachos, according to Rav Hamnuna, the bracha that we begin with in Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, which also requires a bracha at the end, and that's really what we do, according to Levush. So he too believes our two brachos, a bracha lefonecha and a bracha l'achreha. That's a little different than saying, you know, that there are two bracha lefaneha, is one in Birchas HaMitzvah, one in Birchas Shalach V'Hodah. It isn't so different, but it is different. That's a little different, which is the view of the Sheos HaTshuvos Mei HaShemayim and the Bach. It's also different from the perspective that we saw, which is that, you know, maybe there are two ways to go about, you know, Birchas HaTorah, and there are alternatives. Now, it depends if you're going the Birchas Kriya Shema route, or you're doing the, you know, the Ikar or standalone bracha route, right? Which is, again, a view in the Shibali Alakad and some of the others, if it isn't just about the kviyus of the bracha. So there are numerous models of explaining that there really are two mechayvim or two different types of brachos involved here. Yeah.
How do you explain this with bracha l'achareah, like with more bracha stuff?
How do you what?
Explain like a bracha l'achareah, maskana, going to the Gemara and brachos.
No, so he's saying that's the pshat in the Gemara and brachos. The pshat in the Gemara and brachos is that I'll read it inside in a minute, but that, you know, Rav Amnuna says that Asher Bachar Banu is the Me'ula Asher B'Brachos.
No,
Chavala. Oh, that's a good question. No, on the contrary. That's really good, actually.
Okay.
No, because it's like Birchas HaMazon, which he compares it to, actually, based on that. We'll see in a moment that the Gemara in Brachos, Chavala Mar Aleph, just says that the Bracha Lefaneha it's a bracha lefaneha, but it's the first one that you make. Or you're troubled by the language.
I'm troubled by the fact that he wears the havamina and then says that kavachomer, the same, since we have a bracha rishona, we shall also have a bracha achrona. The Gemara says, no, shekane me'enev,
this is chayolam, chayol.
Therefore, you don't have a bracha.
Yeah, it is a little strange. But I guess he would interpret that Gemara, though, as saying that, you know, that the Gemara was weighing the possibility to do what the brother of the Shibali Alekid wanted to do. I mean, he used to have a bracha lefaneha and lachareha every time you learn. And the Gemara says we don't do that. But what we do is have a bracha lefaneha, i.e., the bracha lachareha of yesterday's learning, which is like Birchas, I'm just adding, which is like Birchas HaMazon in its own way. And then we have, you know, the second bracha, you know, together with it, also in the advance of today's learning, you know, as a way of kicking off. So we're still not having the bracha l'achareah of Chafalef, but in a way, the bracha l'faneha of Chafalef, this he doesn't say, but I'm just saying, and we'll say it for him, is a little more like Birchas HaMazon than you might have thought. So it's an interesting question. Your question's very much in play. But that's what I think he would say. But we'll get to that in just a couple of minutes. Either way, so these are different, like, interesting models. The fact that, again, you have to say goodbye to yesterday's limud, you know, and hello to today's, is still a very fascinating idea. Meaning it's like a certain appreciation and also kind of, this he doesn't say, but it's kind of what he's hinting at, like a certain approach, again, to, you know, to day in, day out, you know, Talmud Torah and building, you know, off the previous day. I've already spoken about the fact that, again, in the discussion of Shibali Alekhet, they ask, you know, if you hold like a bit of time and you think there's a key of Tmidi, so, you know, why does every day require? And I thought that that's an important question, and I think that the answer is that every day, you know, is a new opportunity. You know, Bria Chadasha, I don't just mean it in a technical sense, and therefore, you know, yesterday is a hefsek. I mean it in sense of opportunity, in Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. You know, that's part of what makes a day a new unit in the calendar. So in a way, the Levush, by saying, you know, every morning you wake up and you know, you first put in perspective, you know, with a certain measure of appreciation and baharevna, yesterday's learning, and then you move on, you know, with anticipation to today, to the forthcoming one, is a very, very interesting. I think it's a very interesting perspective. Okay. Having said that, so these are some of the different perspectives. So let's now look at the other Gemara and Brachos for a minute. The one on Daf Yud Aleph, which I have alluded to some of these things, but I just want to add, because I think there's much more to say about it in some of the Lashonos of the Rishonim and some of the issues that come up. So originally the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Hishkim Lashanos Achela Kar Kriyashma Tzarech Levarech, Misha Kar Kriyashma Im Tzarech Levarech. We've talked about that and its implications for the Rambam and for others. Shekvar Niftar Ba'ava Rabba. Good. But then the Gemara says, and we've alluded to this, Amar Avuna lemikra tzarech levarech lemidrash ein tzarech levarech. Rabbi Lozar Amar lemikra lemidrash tzarech levarech lemishnah ein tzarech levarech. Rabbi Yochanan Amar af lemishnah nami tzarech levarech. LeTalmud ein tzarech levarech. And Rabbi says af leTalmud tzarech levarech. So two things. Number one, just on this section first, like what kind of strange havamina was that? that only Lemikra, or, you know, drawing the line in these different places. You know, only Mikra, or only Mikra Midrash, only Mikra Midrash Mishnah, you know, and then the expansion to Mikra Midrash, Mishnah, and Talmud. So again, if you freeze any of these moments, they're really interesting in terms of splitting up the genres of Torah. The phenomenon of splitting them up is fascinating. And, you know, what are the implications? We should ask ourselves, you know, two things. Number one, does the order make sense in terms of where you would, you know, put the cutoff? Like Mikra, then Mikra Midrash, Mikra Midrash Mishnah, Mikra Midrash Mishnah Talmud. That's one thing. Once the Gemara ends up thinking that you make a bracha on all of them, or all of them require a bracha, so there are two more questions to ask, and that is, one is, so does that change the way that we look at the bracha? That's when we thought it had a more limited scope. Do we look at the bracha one way, and now we're looking at it a different way? Which I've already alluded to, I think, is the case. I'll explain in a minute. Number three, does the order or the way that we look at the relationship between the different genres change once we've decided that all of them are included, you know, and require a bracha? Okay? So I think these are like, you know, not just questions to ask, but really quite important, penetrating questions. And I'm going to show just a second that some of the Rishonim and Poskim ask these questions, and they say things about them. You just have to kind of realize that that's what's happening and put them into conversation with each other a little bit more. So, for example, on the order question, just to make it clear, it's fascinating. If you look in the Tur says you make a bracha on the Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says also. The Shulchan Aruch here, again, it's been the Tur. But, you know, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, that's how it's presented, to the extent that Tzarech Levarech, this is the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Torah. Tzarech Levarech, Bein Lemikra, Bein Lemishnah, Bein Letalva. What's missing? Medrash, right? And the Ramah adds, Hagah, Bein Lemedrash. And some of the Nosei Kelim say, of course the Mechaber thinks that too, he just thinks it's already included. So it's very interesting. I mean, you could say that it's, you know, it's all just lo meduyak, but we never want to say that. Mostly because we don't believe in it. The Baal Amor, who addresses a number of these questions at the same time, also does something interesting. Baal Amor, as we've previously mentioned, was of the opinion that even Lamaskana, because you could say Lamaskana, let me say, before I get to that, the implication, of course, of dividing up and drawing a line seems to be that the bracha seems to be based on two assumptions. Number one, that this is not a birchas ha-Torah for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because it's inconceivable to say that if a person gets up in the morning and he studies Talmud, or Medrash, or Mishnah, you know, that doesn't constitute the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's not a sayable idea. What one could say is that there are different chefzes shel Torah, and that maybe the mechayiv of birchas Torah is chefzes shel Torah, a kind of a birchas shevach v'hodah, not just on the mitzvah of limud, but on the particular genre itself. Again, the way Reb Chaim, as quoted in the, I brought the wrong one, In the Chiddush HaGriz in Hilchos Talmud Torah, when he talks about the problem of Nashim, which we'll get back to, so he has this formulation without quoting Ramban, that you know the that Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah; it's a bracha on Chavtzah Shel Torah, encountering Chavtzah Shel Torah. I think that works very well, also with Rav Belville's discussion about Kriyas HaMegillah and Sirtut. Hold me to elaborating on that at some point in time, and whether it's nitan with drasha, mikra megillah. There's a certain notion of chefta shel mikra, So the idea that I'm trying to suggest, and I'll take your question in one more second, is that the Hava Amina of the Gemara was twofold. Number one, or maybe threefold. Number one, that really Birchas HaTorah is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. Because if it was, then it wouldn't, these differentiations would be completely unjustified. Number two, that they are, well, we know they're different Chafetz Shel Torah, but that the differences in the Chafetz Shel Torah are relevant to the bracha. And that we draw the line, you know, according to this particular Seder. Now, from that point of view, the distinction in the Gemara and the order of the Gemara makes a lot of sense. Right? Because Mikras, Mipi Agura, literally, right? That's Chafetz Shel Torah in terms of Dvar Hashem, the divine text, you know. Shemos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you want to call it. Right? The next thing is Medrash, which is the methodology of darshaning Mikra. So it's a Torah Shebaal Peh, you know, reference, but the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Noveya from, and which elaborates, again, Chafetz Shel Torah Shebetzav. In that sense, the Chafetz Shel Torah Hashem, Torah Moshe, whatever you want to call it, is still the dominant theme. We're just now saying it's not just the, you know, the words themselves, it's also the method of understanding them. Right, and then comes a leap, you know, to Mishnah, which is halachos, right? Piskei dinim, basically. That's a whole different genre that's not connected. But again, it makes sense to think that that would be the next one, because, again, that's the results of the halachos, the piskei dinim, of Torah Shebaal Peh and the Besara. And then after that, you have Talmud, right, which is the methodology of the Torah Shebaal Peh, and the expanded discussions, which include the Masa Matan, which are also about, you know, the values and the Mechaivim, and the methodology of applying it, you know, going forward, right, numerous aspects of that. So in terms of if you have to draw a line, the idea that you would draw a line in that way is very, very reasonable. On the other hand, you know, once you're not drawing the line, so then you can ask yourself two questions. One is, maybe the whole bracha has nothing to do with different chafetz shel Torah at all. It's a bracha on limud haTorah. It's a birchas haMitzvah, right? Even if it does, right, now that everything is included, maybe we should no longer be fixated on the same order either, because once we know that Chafetz Shel Torah, Le'inyan Birchas HaTorah, right, is not limited to, you know, technical Dvar Hashem Mikra, right, but includes Torah Shebaal Peh, so then we might, you know, reassess what these relationships are. So, for example, at that point, you know, once Mishnah is included, maybe Mishnah is more critical in a way than Medrash, especially if you're interested in the comprehensiveness of it. And even more so, once you're talking about not a text, but, you know, again, this other idea, methodology, you know, an application of Torah and Halacha, the Dori Doros, the values and the ideas, the lumdus, and so on. So maybe Talmud, right, takes preeminence over one or two or some of them. So it's interesting, again, if you look at Rashi al-Atar, Rashi says about Medrash, you korav l'mikra. That, you know, we know that. But what he's trying to explain is exactly that, like, why this order? Why would you cut off here? Because we still think we're mikra oriented. We still think we're talking about Chafetz Shel Torah, Dvar Hashem, literally. But then when it comes to Talmud, Afla Gemar, sorry, he says, Shehu ikara Torah. Shemimenu hara yotza. Now he's not trying to explain the things that I'm trying to explain at the moment, but his comment is of course true and significant. So, for example, just to take the same idea in another area, which I'm not going to explore because I will never get out of these topics, but it's worth exploring in Od Chazom HaMoed. I hope to do it another time. This isn't the only time where the Torah breaks things, breaks Torah into different genres. Right, I've mentioned this, of course. We have it when it comes to Abelus, right, on the Isser side. And you have it when it comes to Balkari, right, also on the Isser side. and of course Tisha B'Av, and things like that. So it's interesting there too. You know, what exactly we even have it. You know, when it comes to just, you know, Be'et Melacha. You know, one of my favorite Gemaras, Gemara Brachos Daf Hei Omen Aleph, Pasuk in Mishpatim. Et Melacha Saluchos Esa Eben, right? Esa Torah Asher Kasavti Lehorosam, right? That's the Gemara in Brachos earlier. It's important for so many different reasons, right? There are different Girsos in this Gemara too, but these are genre Gemaras, just as the Gemaras in Moed Katan and in Brachos about Balkari are, right? Luchos elo aseres hadibros. Torah is a mikra. Mitzvah zu mishnah. Asher kasavti elu nevim uksuvim. Here it's more expanded. Lehorosam zu gemara. B'lamet shekulam nitna lemoshe misina. It's a different purpose here. It's all to trace all of Torah. But so the question of the orders was deemed by some mefarshim to be very important. It's like it's a tshuva of the Rimigash. I spoke about this now here. One of the Shavuoses. I don't remember which one. But two of the Rimigash, and then some of the Mefarshim and Ein Yaakov, and it's, you know, hinted at in the Moshe of Zakenim, Bali Tosas Halat Torah, that maybe the order, you know, is a hierarchical and relevant to certain things, like in Matzilin, if you can only save, you know, one text in a fire, or putting one thing on top of the other, right? Some so far has a very beautiful tshuva, and similar, I think, Kuf Nun Gimel, in the Magen Avraham, has a whole discussion like hierarchies for buying and for selling might be different than for putting one on top of the other, might be different than, you know, matzilin, or might be the same. So that's a whole area. Then you have this, you know, kulan ditna lemoser misinai, and the order, right? And then I say you have Abelus and Balkari and Tisha B'Av and Birkas HaTorah. If everything is always the same, ma tov ma noim. If the order is different or the lists are a little different, so it's very intriguing to think why. And the answer may very well be because depending on what we're talking about, we have different, you know, emphases in terms of chafs hashom, what's distinctive, what's ikar. That line in Rashi is very interesting and important. So, the question in Birchas HaTorah, more specifically, so that's an opening, you know, to analyze other things. But you understand the direction I'm suggesting, at least. When it comes to Birchas HaTorah, more specifically, so the question is, Lemaskona, if everything is included, so it's just a Birchas HaMitzvah and forget about all those distinctions? Or not? Maybe the answer is it's still about Chafetz Shel Torah. But then the question is, all Chafetz Shel Torah is now, we're obliterating the differences because they are all Chafetz Shel Torah or sufficiently Chafetz Shel Torah? Or do we even still maintain the differences, just think that the differences each require, maybe respectively and independently, a separate bracha? Oh, that would be really, really interesting. Right? So the Balamor here, you know, really makes a major contribution, as he always does. Pirush Rabbi Yochanan Mosif Haya Harevna Al Bracha Shel Shmuel Lasas Kasima. Fascinating Balamor. Firstly, Harevna, he says, is a Kasima for the first bracha. There's a major debate whether there are two brachos or three brachos. Right, the Machlokes Rambam and the Baal Tosas. Right, different views whether Veharevna or Harevna. Fine. It seems like the Balamor here weighs in and says that there are two brachos, because it says Harivna is the chasima of the first bracha. As the Ravid points out, that doesn't seem to last very long in the Balamor, as we'll see. V'Rav Hamnuna Amar, Asher Bachabanim Vikalanim, Amra Papa Hukach Namrina Likulu, Pirish Gimel Brachos, D'Rab Yehuda V'Rab Yochan V'Rav Hamnuna, Keneged Torah, Mishnah, Medrash. So what's fascinating is that he seems to have done an about face on the Harivna not being an independent bracha and just being a chasima. That's a question that the Ravid asks. Amar Avram, Dvar of Sosrim Zezeh, Kiyum Mefarish Hadar Rabbi Yochanan Chasima Lahayin Deshmuel, V'Hadar Amar Gimel Brachos Keneged Torah Mishnah Medrash. Like, which is it? I'm going to suggest an answer in a minute, but it's a good question, correct? Stira and Balamor, like Tokhede Dibor, practically Stira. Those are the ones that are, you know, you can't say, oh, he forgot what he wrote earlier, changed his mind. More importantly, says the Ravid, but Ode, this I've mentioned several times, Atu kol inyan Torah lab inyan echad hu? Meaning what? Everything is about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and they're the same? Or maybe, no, maybe everything is about Chafetz Shel Torah, but isn't all Chafetz Shel Torah the same? Or aren't they all Chafetz Shel Torah? Lama tzarech bracha l'kol echad v'yachad? Right? And the clincher, the ode, im tzarech bracha l'kol echad ke'en gimel, mitzvos, yivarech v'yikra, v'hecha matzino kol kolal brachos b'shul mitzvos harbe, or klal brachos b'shul mitzvos harbe, meaning mimad shach. If they each require a separate bracha, make your bracha, do your action, make your bracha, do your action, make your bracha, do your action. Don't make three brachos and then do three actions. Aval, lo amar apapa elimishum de mesap gale heminayu ikar. Really, really what's going on here with all these brachos is that we're not sure which one is ikar. And that's why, you know, we say a bunch of brachos, says the Ravid. That's pretty disappointing, right? Except that it gets a little better. The Ravid then goes to say, "Bikeman de kashole b'mil sidra papa, kanafka bracha lebatala." What do you mean? We're not sure which one, so we're going to say all of them. What happened to safek brachos lahakel or bracha lebatala? Aleka safek b'bracha de Rav Amnir. It's even more than that. Number one, Savik Brachos Lahaka. You shouldn't be marbid the Brachos if you only really need one and you're not sure which one. Not only that, but it's much stronger than that. The Gemara says that according to Rav Hamnuna, the Me'ula Sheb Brachos is Asher Bachar Banu. So, if that's, it's even Me'ula Sheb Brachos, with Beis HaKnesses Yotzin Ba, he's assuming that what happens in Kriyas HaTorah is relevant here, A. And then B, once you say that Birchas HaTorah is that Asher Bachar Banu is the Me'ula Sheb Brachos, so everybody's going to be, you know, happy with that. So there's not even a suffix. So why are we saying multiple brachos? Then he adds, listen, if that's a good question, it is a very good question, if he's taking this view. Ani omer, sheyesh bebrachos shel Rabbi Yochanan, bakasha sheloni kashel bedivrei Torah, shanu tzrichim la, lefikach einen erotzim lahanicha. Wow. So again, if this was just like, you know, a psychological comment, like, you know, we just cannot let go of this bracha. The bracha is about kishalon, shaloni kashel. And, you know, we just can't, you know, we just can't drop it. Okay, but that's not the answer of Anisha Halacha. I mean, if it's suffek brachos, and not even suffek, so let it go. Obviously, what he really means is that, number one, I mean, he's saying a powerful thing. Right, when the bracha that we say, or the hiratzon that we say about, you know, shaloni kashel, right? It's a very interesting phenomenon. Like, why do we do that specifically, you know, in Talmud Torah? Because keneged kulam, maybe. Maybe that's enough of an answer. A lot at stake. Obviously, much more so, because whether it's on the psak halacha side of it, or especially, in my opinion, the value side of it, both, right? And mainly, you know, if you make a mistake, you can really be makshot. It's in lecha kishalon, in a way, it's an ideological error. If you don't understand the whole yisod of, you know, ishus or you know, tumah v'tahara, or, you know, having donos kalad on the kapschos, you know, then you know, you can really mess people up. Both in terms of what they do, and, you know, their kedoshim tiyu and basi sayasher batov, both practically and conceptually, and then it can, you know, it can spill over into other things, like how do they live life, and how do they know how to filter, you know, other values and other cultures and other influences. I'm getting a little, you know, maybe, hyperbolic, but it's. I think I'm saying what's here. In other words, why do we have this, you know, focus on Shaloni Kashel? And the Ravid is just expanding that, because the Ravid is saying that really this would have been Safek Brachos Lahakel, or not even Safek Brachos. But there's a kiyum in a bracha, right, that emphasizes the sense of stakes and responsibility in the context of Birkas HaTorah. That's a remarkable right. Anyways, that's for the right then. Lefikach, right, anu rotsim lahanicha. But what about the Baal HaMor? What do we say for the Baal HaMor? So, right, there are three questions of the Baal HaMor. Number one, the stira, between what he says about Bahari. No. Number two, kola inyan Torah lab inyan echadu. And number three, mibanav shach, right? Why do you put the brachos in this way? But there's a fourth question to ask on the Baal HaMor. Now, if you look very carefully, what are the kenegeds? Keneged Torah, Mishnah, u'medrash. Right? And that's what we do with the Amiros. But didn't the Gemara have Torah, Medrash, Mishnah? Right? And then remember that the Mechaber dropped Medrash completely, and the Ramah, you know, put it back in. So what's with the order? So I think that the answer is, one at a time. The answer to the more fundamental questions the Ravid asking, I think, is truly important, and I mentioned in the past. That is what the Baal HaMor is saying, is of course Kulam Torah Echad. But, you know, just like Chazal make the diuk from the word Toros, which is spelled Toras, Torah Shebasab and Torah Shebapeh, which, by the way, those who count two Birkas HaTorah, you know, Tzvaharivna as a Vavachibur, you know, as part of the first bracha, many of them say that one is for Torah Shebasab and one is Torah Shebapeh. We all know that Torah Shebasab and Torah Shebapeh are different genres, and they're nafka mina, right? Torah Shebasab, you have Torah Shalei Omram, you have to know what you're reading, you know, things of that, many, many nafka mina. But the point is, and this is, again, reinforced by those other contexts, right? The Tisha B'Av and the Avelus and the Valkeri, you know, and the Kulan Mi-Sinai. That doesn't mean they are Kulan Echad, and they're all part of the mitzvah, you know, Limud HaTorah, and they all have a minimal status of Chatzos Shel Torah. That doesn't mean that there aren't different genres, that we aren't enriched, you know, vive la difference by the difference between them. Right, that's part of what makes Torah singular, is that Mikra is different than, you know, Mishnah, which is different than Talmud. And a way of highlighting that, and at the same time not getting too carried away with it, you know, is to demand separate brachos, right? So that you still, that the Havamina was really, really accurate and on target, says the Baal HaMor. You know, the Gemara thought only Mikra. Then the Gemara thought only Mikra Midrash. Then the Gemara thought only Mikra Midrash Mishnah. There are different Chavtzas, and that's still acknowledged, Lamaskana. It's reflected by the different brachos. But the answer to the Ravid is, Atu Kulam Chad is, yeah, they are three, and they are one. And therefore you make all three brachos. And then you relate to all three separately. But in addition to that, I would add, here I'm speculating more. I'm speculating all of it, but I'm speculating more. And that is, once Rav Hamnuna came up, this is something I've said before, but I want to repeat. Once Rav Hamnuna said that Asher Bachar Banu is the Me'ula Shevekulam, Lefikach Namrinu Lekulu, and that's the challenge that the Rishonim have. You're like, just because it's the best, why does that mean you say them all? It's the best, you should say it and not the others. Anything should be more of a reason to say only it, because it's even less of a suffix. So again, my suggestion, and you don't have to take it fully, but you have to. I think it's very plausible and very compelling to say something like this, if you're not going to say exactly this, based on the idea here of Lefikach, is that, again, Rav Hamnuna's comment is a game changer. It's an epiphany. Rav Hamnuna is telling us, you know, Bechiras, if Talmud Torah is the key to Bechiras Yisrael, it's not just the words are nicest. Rashi says, Asher Bachar Banu is the nicest of the brachos because, you know, it thanks the Rabbono Shel Olam, and it says nice things about Kal Yisrael and the Torah. All true. But I would just add, it's not nicer quantitatively. If if Bechiras Yisrael is part of the Birchas HaTorah, meaning Klal Yisrael's destiny, its definition, its purpose, you know, is reflected by this particular mitzvah and focus, then lefikach nimrinu lekulo, meaning this is no longer just a bracha on particular chefetz shel Torah, or narrowly on the mitzvah of limud haTorah. The fact that it's the key to Bechiras Yisrael is the reason why it's so complex, multifaceted, and why you have to acknowledge the different strata themselves, and why it isn't just about mikra. It's about all the complications, all the wonderful complications that flow from Torah Shebitzah, Torah Shebaal Peh, the difference between mikra and Talmud is two extremes, and so on. Therefore, lefikach nimrinu lekulo. That's a change in how we look at everything. And if that's the case, then in that statement, lefikach nimrinu lekulo, because it's the me'ulah shel brachos, maybe that also justifies a switch in order. Because Medrash is no longer... Medrash is a little bit the odd man out. Not completely, but the point is that Talmud then looms larger, right? And Medrash, in a way, recedes in its significance. Not as a factor, but it technically it's very important. But it's not a separate genre, right, like Mishnah, Talmud, and Mikra is. So, equally interesting here is, at least the Baal Amor, right, he dropped, you know, Medrash, he switched the order. So for him it's Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash. And I'm suggesting that for the Shulchan Aruch, it became Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, right? And Medrash is just subsumed. Okay? But, for the Baal Amor, just to add, maybe that's the point about the Chasima. When the Gemara was saying, oh, you know, we're trying to figure out what's the best bracha, maybe it's Lasos, but it's on Mikra, right? Then maybe it's Mikra and Midrash. So we'll say, oh, you know, the Harevna is the Chasima, in a way, of the first bracha. Because, number one, you only really need one bracha. We haven't yet come to the conclusion that Birchas HaTorah is this, you know, Shir HaShirim, you know, kind of a thing that justifies numerous Monday, Hashkafa Shirim. That this is my, like, you know, justification. Hokach Nimrinu Lekulu. We just thought it's like, you know, a bracha that you say. Moreover, it's still within the possibility, you know, or the focus that, you know, that we're focusing on Mikra as Dvar Hashem. So it's Mikra and Midrash, A. And B, it's the Chasima of the first bracha. But once we say, Asher Bachar Banu, Lefikach Nimrinu Lekulu, right, so, oh, then Baharevna or Harevna, you know, becomes its own status. And, you know, we realign and we look at everything in a very different kind of a way. So I think that this justifies, really, and then the way we look at Kriyas HaTorah, you know, is also different. And the relationship between, you know, Birchas HaTorah, Bitzibur, and Biyach. Okay, there was a question, I think. Asher had a question before? Yeah.
You said that it's not in the Tanos,
say again? One more time? It's hard for me to hear. What?
We said that if we're going to metallic between different genres,
correct. As opposed to, I was precluding the idea of saying that, you know, that some genres are excluded from Limud HaTorah. At least some of these genres. I still want to talk about Agada, Kabbalah, Musar. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was wondering if there's a third option. Maybe the Mahalik is thinking in terms of how we define the Maisa Limud. That we seem to do the Maisa of learning Gemara very different from the Maisa of learning Mishnah and Mikra. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's expressed by the...
But isn't that because they are different Chefetz Shel Torah, different genres?
I thought it was because one is like, let's say Maisa Shinun, of memorizing Mishnah is different than being sober scleros.
Right, I think that's true, and I think that that's genre oriented. I mean, how much are you, let's say, being mafaresh, and how much are you being yotzer, and how much are you just being makabel? Things like that. I mean, that's a simple way to put it, right? I hear what you're saying. You're saying, what I was trying to preclude was the idea that that the mitzvah of v'shinanta levenecha v'limadotem, or v'agisa v'yomim v'layla, etc., that doesn't apply to all. I think it's very hard to say that. You're saying, well, but the Maisa Limud still involves different emphases. You know what you're saying?
Right.
So I'm not sure in my mind whether that is really different than the genre idea. You think that's closer to the Limud HaTorah? It's a different Maisa of Limud HaTorah, but is it a different mitzvah of Limud HaTorah? Maybe. You're saying maybe. I don't look at it that way. Let me think more about it. But I've been thinking that that's Novea from the challenges of the different Cheftzes Shel Torah. Or it's a din in the act of Limud, but not so much in the mitzvah of Limud. But I hear. Maybe you're right. Anyway, let me make another comment before, because I have to stop. Sorry, I thought I would get further. But Rabbeinu Yonah. So Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos actually does what suggests what the Balamor suggests, but he flipped the Brachos, which I think is also fascinating, right? Because in a way, what happens? Oh, well, I'll just tell you what he did. He says, "Ubirchas Hashem Bachar Banu Shehi Meula LeMikra Ubirchas Harev LeMishna," right? Ubirchas al divrei Torah lemedrash. Interesting. So the first bracha we make is on the medrash. The second one is on Mishnah. And the third one, the me'ula, is on Mikra. So I think what motivated him? Clearly, in other words, the Gemara thought if you're only going to make bracha on one genre, you're going to make it on mikra. So obviously that's the most pressing or the most important. Either way, you know, it's hard to campaign against, you know, Devar Hashem mamish, right? So if you have a me'ula sheba brachos, you know, that's what you're going to do, right? However, it's hard to go along with this, even though it's fascinating, because it doesn't seem to be, it doesn't correspond to, you know, the Shinrin al Atars that we do, actually, which is Mikra, Mishnah, Medrash, probably. So, what's the justification? I mean, Rabbeinu Yonah logically makes sense. But again, if the idea is that the Gemara turned around, you know, Hilkach Nimrinu Likulu, and especially, it could also relate to the particulars of the bracha. Asher bachar banu mikalo amim, you know, is that about, we do say it for kriyas haTorah b'tzibur, obviously, chavos hashel mikra. But in a certain sense, right, asher bachar banu, us as, you know, junior partners in the process, refers more to the, you know, to the medrash part, or to the Talmud part, in a way, even more so than to the mikra and the mishnah part. So I think, again, what you think corresponds to what, you know, becomes an interesting issue and question. We'll have to stop here. So I want to finish this. I try to finish next time. I want to talk about the Labush that I mentioned. Labush has this idea that this is basically Birchas Hananin, which I think is fascinating. And he really means it, kind of. Again, the Bracha Lefaneha, Bracha Leachareha. And then to speak about not the different, you know, the different genres that we didn't speak about yet, very quickly, and also different different circumstances of limud, right? You know, limud in the context of tachnunim, as I say, limud hirhor, ksiba, shomea ka'onev, just very quickly, there's like a huge literature, ksiba, on all these things. We're not going to spend so much time on it, but just in light of birchas mitzvah, birchas Hoda and Bracha and the Cheftza, as well as in terms of Limud itself, what role these different suros play. So we'll hopefully finish with that.